Living with the Enemy by Giles Brandreth and Nick Revel. Starring Nick Revel, Giles Brandreth and Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Could you pass the Monty mustard, please?
Could you stop doing that, please?
And another piece of Tommy toast, I think. Terrific Tommy toast.
That.
And crunchy Christopher crust.
Stop that.
What?
Giving pet names to inanimate objects. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, I had no idea. Melissa found it aggravating too.
And please do not liken me to your ex-wife.
She's not my ex-wife. We're merely estranged.
Yeah, right.
Is Bobby Butter...
I mean it!
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's hardly the end of the world, is it?
It makes my flesh creep. It's so infantile. I mean, I know all you public school types are in arrested development, but really, Tommy Toast, Bobby Butter... Really is time you made a bid for freedom and scaled that playpen fence.
Oh, I'm in arrested development, am I? What about you with your martial arts training?
What's infantile about that?
You clearly have some ridiculous superhero fantasy.
Example?
Staring down that cyclist the other day till they got off the pavement.
Cyclists shouldn't be on the pavement, terrorising pedestrians.
He was 7.
He looked more than 7. He was big for 7.
But well done, masked man. Thank you for making the pavements of Hammersmith safe for strollers.
Oh, please, you are such a child.
You're the child.
I'm not.
You're pathetic.
No,
you're
have this every morning. Arguing like Tweedledum and Tweedledee think they have some brains.
He started it.
Did not.
You did.
I have some good news. I might have a proper job.
Oh, so the people from Tarka came through. Great.
Tarka? Tarka the otter?
The African Refugee Council Alliance. I asked a mate of mine to look out for something that might be right for Sophie. It's great news. They're based in Pontypridd, but their outreach is enormous. Claire Short's involved.
That is encouraging.
They've thrown Sophie a lifeline, which is more than you've ever done.
You vetoed her temping for John Prescott.
Actually, Nick, this job is not with the Refugee Council. Much as I was burning with desire at the chance of moving to Pontypridd, or as I have heard it described, the Milan of the Valleys. The opportunity I speak of came from someone I met at Belinda's.
Belinda's?
It's a nightclub in Belgravia. Don't you know it?
No, and I hang out in Belgravia all the time.
Melissa and I used to go there a lot when I was in Parliament. Happy days. Whole crowd of us would go down there. Myself, Melissa, Jonathan Aiken, Alan Clark, Cecil Parkinson, some of the other...
Brown shirts.
Oh, did I tell you that was our nickname?
No, lucky guess.
We'd be there till all hours sometimes, especially if we'd had a close vote in the Commons. Not that there were many of those in the 80s, but the adrenaline rush of blackmailing some patrician knight of the shires into supporting a hospital closure he opposed just for the sake of it, just because we could. Ah, happy days.
So comforting that blackmail plays such a big part in the democratic process.
Melissa and I were happy then. Not even the merest speck of trouble anywhere on the horizon. True to each other and desperately in love. Not that she had my stamina. I'm tired, darling, but you stay and enjoy the party. I trust you. And don't worry about me. Alan Clark is going to drop me off in his cab. Oh.
Dear Diary, amazing news. At 10 a.m, Giles has actually interrupted himself into silence.
Yes. Anyway, I think originally I was talking about my job.
Oh, yes. Sorry. What is it?
There is a chance of me being a stringer for a gossip column.
A gossip column? Pumping the anaesthetic of trivia into the brains of millions?
Nonsense! Gossip columns are a crucial component of the Fourth Estate in its role as a guardian against hypocrisy and skullduggery. They show us what the great and the good are really like.
So basically you're saying, who needs a Bill of Rights? The 3 a.m. girls will keep us free.
You're righter than you think, Batman. Might not be quite as dramatic as a cape crusader swooping out of the night sky to bash up the villains, but effective nonetheless. Sophie, I think we should celebrate with a bit of a bar crawl.
It sounds good. Which bit will we be doing?
The drinking bit. I'll take you to some of the old haunts where the great and the not-so-good let their hair down because they don't expect to be grasped up. This is going to be fun, Nick. Would you care to join us?
Not this evening. I've got a date.
You've got a date?
Yes.
With?
A woman.
Well, come on, then. This calls for champagne. Sophie gets a job, and after years in the empty quarter of the relationship desert, Reynolds finds an oasis and gets a date. And you can fit it in, Nick. I wasn't talking about this evening. We're hitting the day shift.
Well. Come on. It's about time you let your hair down.
Oh, come for one.
Okay, let's go to the bat taxi.
I have not had breakfast yet. Nick, pass Bertie bacon, please.
Morning, Sophie. Mr. Brandon.
Morning.
Oh, yeah, and you. Mail for you, Mr. Brandon.
I'll leave it till I return, thank you.
What, even this one from party headquarters?
Ah.
I thought it might be news on your attempt to rise phoenix-like from the ashes of electoral humiliation and get a place on the candidates list. I'm not a stalker, sir, just a big fan.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sir. And may I just say, I hope all that time you spent down here with me and Larry honing your skills of talking to the common man has paid off.
So do I, my dear fellow, so do I.
So you are hoping to become an MP again?
I certainly am.
How much does it cost?
You can't buy your way in, Sophie. This is Britain. It's all totally above board.
Yes, you're thinking of the House of Lords. For the Commons, the bribes are all paid much earlier. They include them in the school fees when you go to public school.
How wrong you are, my friend. The party's changed. Very much a new-look operation now, the Tory party. Democratic, down-to-earth, equal opportunity. Nothing to do with the old boy network these days.
Which must put you at a considerable disadvantage.
Yes, well, frankly, it does. So, I've been working very hard on the right approach. They don't want men who are men anymore. They want it every which way. The bulldog spirit with a touch of chihuahua on the side. So, I thought I can just about manage creating that impression. I can't be black, I can't be a woman, but I can park badly. And I can get photographed eating fish and chips, talking to Frank Lampard, and recycling my plastic bottles. I'm pretty confident. Dear Mr. Brandon, thank you for your application to the candidates list. Your splendid performance in the selection interviews brought a nostalgic glow to many of us. Read on, Nick. Taste my glory.
But in the final analysis, you were felt to be too close to the old guard, and despite your many sterling qualities, we regret to inform you that your application has been unsuccessful.
Too close to the old guard? This is an outrage. I need a drink.
Let it go, Giles. Don't ruin Sophie's celebration.
You're right. One must always be positive. Don't dwell on it, Giles, or you'll crumble and fall apart like an England squad in a penalty shootout. Onward to Champagne! But we have to go somewhere else first.
Ah, oh, Mr. Brandon, how are you?
Very well, Asif, very well. I need some state-of-the-art surveillance equipment.
Ah, oh, right, you back in the witch office then, sir?
Not quite, Asif. It's for my goddaughter here. She needs a high-resolution digital camera that works in lowest of light conditions with and without flash, with Bluetooth, internet connection and video facility. And she also needs a miniature microphone and pinhead camera.
Oh, I'll fetch a couple out the back.
Thank you. I feel like Q kitting out the first female James Bond.
This is disgusting.
It's the nature of politics, Nick. Dirty and vicious. Do you know, when I first became a candidate, Labour activists would regularly urinate through my letterbox.
That's not true.
Certainly is. Put a stop to it, though.
What, bought a doorstep camera?
No, a set of those stiff brush draft excluders for the letterbox.
Right, sir. Here we are. A couple of choices.
This is an interesting place.
It's been a hangout for artists and bohemians since the 1940s.
Oh, one of those waxworks just moved.
That's not a waxwork. That's George Melly. Very illustrious jazz musician and hellraiser. Obviously been on a serious bender. Good for him. Well, girl, take a picture.
But it's not fair.
Not fair? The only time a journalist should use the word fair is when she's describing a complexion. And given that you're not writing about cosmetics, you never use it. Here's to you, Sophie. Bottoms up, as the Liberal Democrats like to say.
So, tell us more about your date, Nick.
What's it to you?
There's no need to be so cagey, Nick. With all due respect, I don't think your love life is ever going to be of any interest to the national press.
I met her at Tai Chi. She's an architect. She works in Notting Hill in a clothes shop.
Oh, another bohemian failure. Perfect mating material for you, Nick. Just kidding. Hope it works out. You need a good woman. Sophie, quickly.
What?
Take a picture of the drooling, sleeping George Melly without Marbon noticing and send it to your picture editor with the text. Hang on, what could the text be?
Well, if you stood in the picture with your finest game show smile on, the caption could be Giles Brandon entertaining George Melly with predictable results. Well, look who's here.
Well, well, what a nice surprise.
Celebrating?
Of course. Always some new success to toast at the moment. I'm on such a roll.
Oh, your luck is changing. About time too. Glad to hear.
Allow me to introduce my goddaughter, Sophie Okuyu, who has just been accepted at Cambridge, and my personal health technician, Nick Reynolds.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Oh, yes, and you.
This is my old friend, Richard Power. We were in the house together in the 80s. Foot soldiers for Mrs. T, subalterns under John Major. Shock troops of governments to come.
Well, nice to meet you. I have to go and stand on the pavement now before my soul is damned by association.
I saw a rerun of your celebrity wife swap the other week, Giles. What a fearless, multi-talented person you are.
Too kind.
I'd be so tempted to go on something like that if I needed the money. I just wouldn't know how to hang on to my dignity. So, Sophie, what will you be reading at Cambridge?
What would you recommend?
Asking advice from me. How flattering and shrewd of you.
Actually, I will be studying politics.
Politics? Well, don't take any advice from this man. No, I'm only joking. Giles was a very capable man in the old days. A lot of people forget that, but I never do. So, back on the candidates list?
I'm still waiting to hear.
Ah.
You?
Well, rather sweetly, they've given me a bye. You know, this sort of A-list. I'm sort of on it.
Congratulations. I expect the bicycling helped.
I'm surprised that rerun of Wife Swap didn't swing it for you, Giles. It showed such strength of character.
Perhaps being in a proper marriage went against me.
Yes, I suppose I have caught the wave a little by being the first Tory ex-whip to marry in a civil ceremony.
How is Mario?
Very well, thank you. In fact, currently he's Central Office's favourite computer whiz, and he was great at that fundraiser at Saatchi's the other week. Him showing Nigella a couple of recipes did no harm at all.
Good.
How is Melissa, by the way?
She's fine. We still have a cordial relationship.
Ah, well, I'm glad to hear that from someone. Sophie, here's my card. Do feel free to contact me if you ever need someone with the connections to give you an insider's guide around the current political scene.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, if you weren't doing anything this afternoon, perhaps you'd like me to take you out and you could pick my brains.
Well, I am with
You see,
friends.
The thing is, I have to pop down the Commons so I could give you a guided tour of the place.
Well, yes, why not? What a great opportunity. See you later, Giles, at Belinda's, say?
At Belinda's.
Good luck with the candidates list, Giles. Fingers crossed. Chins up.
Where are they going?
Sophie's learning fast. She's spending the day with the illustrious Mr. Power, the vermin, the scumbag. Marbon, a large brandy, please. In fact, I'll have two big brandies.
Is that wise?
No, necessary.
Maybe we should have some lunch now. Remember what happened last time you drank on an empty stomach?
No.
Exactly.
Getting beaten to the candidates list by that piece of unctuous serpent. I had a career in front of me 20 years ago, and now I can't even see it in the rearview mirror. It's just one defeat after another.
You really should eat. The psychotic drag queen side of you's coming out.
I don't want food. I want vengeance.
So you can get me into the House of Commons just like that?
Of course.
But I thought security...
Oh, that only applies to the little people. You're with me now.
Oh, I see.
I really think it's time we had something to eat.
Good idea. Taxi!
Where are we going?
Notting Hill, a little place I know.
Another glass of wine?
Cranberry juice, thank you. So the Tory party is much more liberal now, I think.
I suppose so.
I mean, you being openly gay, this could have not happened 10 years ago.
No.
And your partner?
Is in Brazil at the moment.
I mean, what does he do? Is he political?
No, not really. Neither am I, come to that.
I don't understand.
Important thing is, get elected.
So refreshing to meet a solid pragmatist.
That's not the only thing that's solid. You are a very attractive young woman.
Yes, I know. And you are gay.
Yes.
Which is the restaurant?
There is no restaurant. That's where he lives. This is the Verminous Serpent's lair.
Ooh, Rick Power?
No! Our exalted leader. The man who is ruining the party I love. Oi! You hippie charlatan! I know you're in there! Come out and take off your hood!
We should go.
Open up, you smug git! Not good enough for your candidates list, am I? Is that it?
Enough!
Get off me! Love the solar panels, by the way! And you'll be able to keep them charged up through the winter, won't you? What with all the sunshine that comes out of your ass? Come out and debate with me like a man! Come on, give it your best shot! I could have been somebody! I could have been a candidate! I'll show you!
Giles, no! Come away from the letterbox!
I would love to become an MP someday.
Really? Well, I could help you. The first step would be getting you a job as someone's diary secretary.
And how does one achieve such a position?
Well, it's simply a question of rubbing the right people up the right way.
I thought you were gay and married.
Oh, darling, that's purely for image. I'm as straight can be, so if you do want to make a night of it...
Let's just see how the evening pans out. But first, dish me some more dirt about your colleagues.
Well, what kind of scandal would you like? Sexual, financial, or vegetable?
All of them.
Okay, so there was Peter Mandelson, Mark Oaten, and Jeffrey Archer on an allotment.
Are we walking past a Buddhist temple?
No, we're in the flat. That's my ringtone.
I've never heard your phone go off before in all the time I've known you.
It's from Anna. Can't make it tonight. Happened to see you in Notting Hill, getting in touch with your inner yob. Have a nice life. Thanks, Giles.
Bet you need a drink now. Come on, quick shower, bite to eat, and then we hit the town. Still quite a groovy dive. Not sure about the ultraviolet light in the toilet, though.
It's in case of drugs.
No thanks, I'm sticking to alcohol. Sophie, hello, darling. I love you like a goddaughter. You know that, don't you? Don't you?
How beautifully bland and drunken. Have you had a good day?
Depends who you ask. The drunken lunatic?
We've had a fabulous day.
Or me.
I've settled a few scores, set a few records straight.
Committed professional suicide, screwed up my
Who day. Cares? She'd only have suffocated to death in the stench of your New Age party anyway.
Giles!
Well, it's true. What you need, Nick, is some posh county gal who rode to hounds and would drain you of all that lefty nonsense. He's quite a nice chap underneath, you know. Worked out how to use your new equipment yet, Sophie?
Oh, haven't had much of a chance, really. Rick and I...
He's still here?
Hello, Giles.
Oh, hello, Rick.
Shall we go down the other end, Sophie? It's a bit less chavvy.
Are you calling me a chav?
If the Burberry cap fits.
Ah. Yes, very good. Wait a minute, Nick, you're sober. Was he trying to insult me?
Of course not.
I'll ask him. Oh, he's gone.
Waiter, can I have a double espresso and a large bottle of mineral water, please?
And two Manhattans.
You've had enough.
Of course I've had enough. That's why I have to keep drinking. Where's Sophie?
She's...
With Power! Come on! There they are, in the corner. He's got his tongue down her throat. Take your hands off my goddaughter. How dare you?
Not the face! Not in the face!
It's all right. You still have another seven, you bounder.
OK, gents, let's stop this before the bouncers turn up and it turns really bloody. Giles?
Oh, what? Oh, look, everyone! It's Batman sweeping to the rescue! No, really!
Sit down. Ah! Oh! Sophie, what were you thinking? You and Rick Power? He's so oily, he makes Giles look like a bucket of sand.
A moment of madness. Here come the bouncers.
Oh, come on, bro, get out.
Gents, I know I've no right and very little chance of dissuading you from throwing this mewling idiot up the stairs. You're both 18 stone. I'm barely the size of your forearms, but please, I'm begging you, listen to me before you do. This guy has today blown a date for me and generally made my life a misery for the last 3 months. So I'm begging you, if you could find it in the goodness of your heart to let me be the one to throw him out and give him a really good kicking, I'd be eternally in your debt. Because, you see, if you're the ones who hurt him, he'll be in bed for a week, and I'd be the one bringing him meals, so please.
Please!
Well, you seem to know what you're doing. Nice lock you got on him there.
I'm painful.
Shut up. Okay, thanks, guys. Come on, Giles. Right, Sophie, you've done enough damage for one night. Take Giles home. I'm going back in and having another beer.
Okay, taxi!
Well, that was pretty impressive.
What, me?
Yeah, well, who else? Breaking up that fight, wading in and separating the opponents before they scratched each other's eyes out, and then talking the bouncers out of finishing them off.
All in a day's work, you know.
What's your name, Clark Kent?
Bruce Wayne, actually.
I haven't seen you in here before.
Not really my scene, frankly. My flatmates were celebrating something.
Well, I'm normally repelled by physical violence, but when it's happening to Giles Brandon, quite enjoyable somehow. It was him.
You're not a journalist, are you?
Oh, good heavens, no. Just thought I recognised him.
Oh, well, Giles is staying at my flat, actually. It's a long story.
Oh, enough about him. What about us? Look, you could start by buying me another drink.
Start by buying you another drink.
How do you feel this morning?
I feel nothing. But when I get feeling back, I suspect I shall feel terrible. I have feeling back, I feel terrible.
You haven't seen the papers yet.
What?
I got my first scoop.
So-called gay Tory exposed as straight? That's Rick Power, snogging a girl. It's Sophie. Well done, Sophie. This will ruin him.
Thank you. You didn't think I was kissing him for the good of my tonsils, did you?
Tory high flyer, crash lands, candidate bribes mystery foreigner through common security, offers political introductions in return for sexual favours, betrays gay partner with woman. You finished him, darling. And a double-page spread. Well done, my Sophie.
You don't have much recollection of last night, do you?
No, not really, no. Let me see. Power. Brawling in a nightclub like some footballer. How absolutely wonderful. Sophie, you are a star.
Thank you.
You don't recognise who he's brawling with?
That's me. Brawling with Rick Power. Sophie, how could you?
Because you told me the first rule of journalism is ruthlessness.
Did I? So I did.
There is some good news about you in the Express.
Oh, can I read it out, Sophie? Cabs refused to take tearaway Tory Giles Brandon last night because he was too drunk. A glamorous mystery brunette who refused to be identified explained that Mr. Brandon was tired and emotional after a career disappointment and personal difficulties which have led to a severe drink problem.
And that's good for me.
Of course. This kind of exposure will give you just the kind of kickstart to make you popular with the public. I know a couple of escort girls who are willing to do a kiss and tell if you like. And I hear on the grapevine Celebrity Rehab Love Island could already be interested. But wait for them to approach you. The money will be better. Did I do okay, Godpapa?
I'm too hungover to work it out.
Well, I'm off back to bed.
Nick, am I seeing double, or are you carrying 2 cups of tea?
Yeah.
You got lucky. What short-sighted, desperate piece of womankind did you have the incredible fortune to run into last night?
I had a fantastic night, if you must know. More than that, I will not say.
Aren't we going to meet her?
That's up to her, isn't it? Cup of tea.
Oh, lovely.
Sorry it took so long. My flatmate's up and beginning to piece together the embarrassing events of last night.
Oh, well worth the wait. Come back to bed.
So?
So?
You know.
Oh, right. You were fabulous.
Oh, thanks. Oh, great. I mean, no, I obviously don't ask out of any self-centred macho motives. Obviously, I'm, you know, not going to ask if I was the best ever or anything like that. I just, you know, hoping you had a good time.
It was fantastic.
I'm glad.
But not as fantastic as this is going to be. Can I borrow a dressing gown?
I don't want to be a performing monkey on Celebrity Rehab Love Island. I want to be a serious politician, holding up dispatch boxes, declaring peace in the Middle East and victory in Gelsenkirchen. Trashing Paxman on Newsnight. You've ruined my career. I've hit rock bottom. My life cannot get worse.
Morning, Giles.
Morning, Melissa. Melissa!
I'm Melissa, Giles's ex-wife.
Estranged wife.
Yeah, right.
You and Nick?
Yes, me and Nick. Are you all right?
Of course not.
Good. Well, I can go back to bed then, can't I?
Back to bed? How could Nick do this to me?
He doesn't know. Yet. Nick, there was something I didn't tell you.
Well, Nick, maybe your private life would be of interest to the papers after all. Would you care to make any comment?
No.
And you won't be seeing her again?
Of course not. I feel physically used and morally degraded in a really good way.
Oh, God.
Well, cheer up, Giles. At least the really bad things didn't come out.
Huh?
Notting Hill.
Oh. Notting Hill. Notting Hill. The letterbox.
What was this?
Nothing, nothing.
It's okay, Giles. We're all friends here.
That's not really true, is it?
Not really, no.
No. It's more like living with the enemy.
Living with the Enemy was written by Giles Brandreth and Nick Revel and starred Nick Revel, Giles Brandreth and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. It also featured Joanna Lumley, Neil Pearson, Martin Hyder and Dan Mersch. Original music by Ben Walker. The producer was Ed Morris. ¶¶